Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tobin and Leroy with you. laughing at Dade South. Scooby Dooby 2, I cloned you. What if Scooby 2 doesn't like sweaters?
He gonna learn.
He's gonna. I told you, Scooby.
Wait, you gonna put a scissor in front of his face?
Over here.
Never threaten a dog.
Jordo said you wouldn't threaten a dog.
Never.
But you would threaten Leroy.
Yep, all the time.
Jordo says,
"I
don't know if this is real or not, but Jordo on Twitch says Google billionaire Brian Johnson says he spends $2 million a year exchanging blood with his 17-year-old son to look younger."
Wait, what?
That's what it says. I don't know if that's real or not, but that's crazy. Tom Brady's cloning his dog. For those who don't get the reference, you're just tuning in.
By the way, you know this is a tangible thing, right, Leroy? You know that, right?
What?
Cloning?
Oh yeah, but. We ain't thinking like that. That ain't even in our, like, you know, things we thinking about.
No, not even.
Not even. That's crazy.
I know, right?
Your dog.
Yeah, dog.
The Miami.
You know what? If think about this. This is no lie. I'm going to just think of, like, from my, if you ask a whole, I asked 50 black men, 100 black men for, what would you clone? Black people in general. They'd be like, oh, I cloned this baddie I seen at the club the other night or something like that. They ain't cloning animals. They talking about people.
They just clone for Astron?
Yeah. Right?
Miami Heat are offering fans value deals like a $60 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks. Grab-and-go stands at the 400 level, and $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com.
Hey, RVA Richie, too much.
What'd you say?
Clone some feet and thumbs for Leroy.
Wow. Let us get to that point of the show where we enter the mixed bag here, as a lot of things to touch on and a lot of things going on in the world of sports. So let's mix it on up, dude. We'll start off with Paul Maurice. Cats and Ducks tonight as they start a West Coast trip. Paul Maurice, he says time change doesn't bother him.
They are, because you don't see the other team. Anaheim we've just seen, so we got a pretty good idea. You don't see them a lot. I just don't think the time change is as big a factor for our team, because we're just used to it. And we've played in, well, that's a long flight from Edmonton. You know, 13 games going back and forth. I think we're used to it. I think we have a good routine how to get off the plane. So when I say things that we do after we get off the game to mitigate that, I think a veteran team, so they're not as surprised when they feel a little groggy the first day. That doesn't shake them up a little bit. We're used to kind of the fog of time change. Yeah, I don't look at this as, especially when you're not playing back-to-back. I expect a real strong effort in all four games.
There you go. Paul Maurice getting set for the road trip. They got the Ducks tonight, 10 o'clock. You could hear that here on QAM. Focus. Obviously, he was talking about Pacific time, because Central time, that messes you up.
What about Mountain time?
Mountain time is 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, have I ever even been in Mountain time before?
You've been to Denver.
Have I been? Maybe one time. I don't recall.
Is Dallas
Central?
That's what I'm telling you. It messed me up. I didn't know.
Well, the thing about this, New Orleans is farther east than Ohio, but New Orleans is central and Ohio is eastern.
Well, that's what threw me off about Nashville last week.
No, it didn't.
I'm telling you.
It literally tells you what time. It tells you what the time zone is.
All right. I mean, I guess everybody's just – there's a thing called body clock, all right? And it messes you up. And then the daylight
– An hour!
I'm telling you,
wait.
Dude. I'm telling you.
Stop acting like you're that finely tuned.
I am. Okay? I'm a creature of habit.
Dude.
What?
We've eaten in Vegas – at 1 a.m.
Right.
Which is equivalent to 4 a.m. here. And you wasn't worried about no damn time clock
Pacific
back then.
Time doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's a weird thing with me.
It's worse.
No. A little trip. It's like I could get myself mentally prepared for the big change. The little change, it's different. You know? Maybe you can see the curveball coming, but the changeup is a little different from the fastball. You know what I mean?
No.
Mike McDaniel, he says the Jalen Phillips deal, that's what happens when your team stinks.
Tough decisions in football that I think the way to avoid those tough decisions, you can avoid those if you're hitting on all cylinders and winning football games. We just lost this past week, and if we want to make that a little easier on ourselves, we just win football games that we have the ability to, that instead of losing them. So we control the controllables. My feelings and my reaction are kind of that's the best way I can describe my reaction, my feelings, but the focus has to be and will continue to be our football team relative to the next opponent, which is the Buffalo Bills this week.
You sure you want it for another year?
It's not a matter of one.
A lot of words. Breaking news. Ian Rapoport. Sit down, Vlad.
I know.
Ooh, I want to see that.
The New York Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
For what?
Two first round picks.
So we all in.
Colts are all in. Two first round
picks. I mean, they might end up with the best record in the AFC.
I'm not upset with that. We just paid them, so we don't have to pay that.
How about that?
Yeah, but there's still probably some of it that hit you, right?
No. He's still under his
the extension.
Deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm watching X.
You're watching who?
I'm watching a real Fox chasing a real Roadrunner.
What's it like being a child at your age?
Huh?
You heard me.
Coming from you?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Like,
why are you
like,
asking me? You're the foremost expert on childishness.
Me? You're way more immature than me.
The fact that you say immature?
You really are. No. I'm just serious.
Right?
You really are a special kind of jackass.
Listen. Look at this. It's crazy.
He's talking about breaking news, and here you are watching a video
He's easily distracted.
Listen.
Yeah, that's crazy, Leroy. This is NFL trading deadline. And
I know. I just, watching. Like, I don't, like.
And you get mad at him when he wants to act like a child?
Let's block him.
I'm just saying, good for them. Good for them. Indy. I guess that Indy loss wasn't as bad as it looks now, right?
Well, then you get to add a little defense, a little more defense. Their offense is humming.
Right.
You know? Man, you going to miss Sauce?
Yeah. Of course I'm going to miss Sauce.
Is it hard to have a dominant corner without a pass rush? He just gets lost in the sauce.
He's just tweeted. Sauce Gardner says, New York, it's been real with a green heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's what he tweeted.
Man, a few words. Straight to the point.
See?
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the guy that says Jets fan seeing this. I don't know. Vlad looks pretty happy. He's got two first-round picks.
I'm not upset with that because that's three first-round picks next year. I mean, that's two first-round picks next year.
You sure you want that in a draft that
– What are you talking about?
In a draft of what? Is it – how good is the draft?
There's going to be players. There's probably going to be corners that we can – and that's Aaron Glenn's
forte.
Forte. Is it, you know, secondary?
Are they going to be patient with him? Because, you know.
I would believe so. If you're trading away Sauce Gardner, that means you're being patient with some people.
Like, we say this. Like, well, we always say this beforhand.
His team is run by teenagers because Woody Johnson's kids just run the show over there.
Right. But we always say this.
We have a general manager.
We always say this when we're going through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jets fans are like Dolphins fans. They'll get really impatient.
No, we're more impatient than anybody. But
right.
If you're getting two first-round picks.
No, but I'm saying if your team isn't bad because you have to play a lot of young guys or whatever.
We're going to play a lot of young guys regardless.
Listen. And the fans are going to be cool with that.
Yeah, it's the first coach. It's his rookie year.
What are they going to do, call up Mike and the Mad Dog?
They can't. This is not like the last two years where everybody was expectations.
I understand.
There's no expectations.
Okay, we'll revisit this next year. This is not a conversation that could be had now because everybody's reasonable when you're going through it.
But you're the one who's asking the question right now.
No, I know.
Rookie head coach, he's going to have another year.
Okay.
When the owner comes out and says, coach is not the problem, it'll be nice if the quarterback would complete some passes.
Yeah.
Then
he balled out the next game.
Oh, so then
so now you know he's going to be talking mad trash from now on.
So now he's going
right?
to have to show out. And then now when you trade one of your best players, that means everybody for the next 8 to 9 games has a chance to show on film, you know, who they are, if they're going to make the team the following year.
Right.
That's what it is.
Can't wait for that next showdown between the Fins and Dolphins. Sounds like it's going to be a real classic.
You talking about the Fins and Jets?
Fins and Jets, yeah. Excuse me.
Who gets there first?
Who gets to what first?
Jets or Dolphins?
To what?
To the worst record?
No. Just to turn it around.
Mm-hmm. It all depends on who the Dolphins hire next season. If you keep the same guys, I'll go with my team.
If you had to guess, what dysfunctional organization of the two?
I'm going to go with the Jets. Only because they got more draft picks. They got more resources.
Okay.
And they're not in a financial trouble like the Dolphins are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not committed to anybody long term because that Justin Fields thing was just kind of a willy-nilly try.
Yeah, that's a one-year deal. The only person that we have commitment to is Garrett Wilson.
Jeremy Fowler says the Jets have been scouring the cornerback market before making this big splash. I'm surprised they didn't want Ethan Bonner.
No, we're good.
Like, you ever notice how we make the guys on your team so valuable when you want to trade them to get picks?
Oh yeah, like they're the best.
You ain't mentioned Ethan Barnes' name. I mean, when the last time you mentioned his name?
Been a while.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't play a lot. He was hurt a lot.
Okay, I got you.
Man. All right. Well, Jets making a splash. We'll take a break. And the Colts. Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines as we move towards the trade deadline. Will Champ Kelly have a move before we're done and off the air? Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.